Bavmetzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmetzia Bavli, Daf Lamed Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the second Mishnah on the page. Amal Shnaim Gazalti es Echad Mikem Mana, Ve'eni Yedeye Eve Mikem. Aviv Shel Echad Mikem Hifkid Etzli Mana, Ve'eni Yedeye Eve Hu. Noisen Leze Mana, Uleze Mana, Shehoide Mepi Adzmoi. If a person said to two people, I stole from one of you 100 zuz, but I don't know which one, or one of your fathers deposited with me 100 zuz, but I don't know which one, he has to give each of them 100 zuz because he admitted it in public. Shnaim shefkidu etzel echad, ze mana ve ze mosayim, ze oime mosayim sheli, ve ze oime mosayim sheli, noisen le ze mana ule ze mana, ve asha ye munuch ad sheyovoy elio. If two people deposited with one person, and one gave 200 zuz and one gave 100 zuz, and each one claimed that they were the one that gave the 200 zuz, he has to pay each of them 100 zuz, and the remaining 100 zuz has to be left until Eliyahu Hanavi comes to rule who it belongs to. V'chein shnei kelim, echad yofe mana, v'echad yofe elef zuz, zoi me yofe sheli, v'zoi me yofe sheli, noisin es ha-kotten le'echad mehem, u'mitrich ha-godol, noisin de me-kotten le'sheni, v'asha ye-munach, at she-yove Eliyahu. It's the same with two vessels, one was worth 100 zuz, and one was worth 1,000 zuz. If each one claimed that he gave the 1,000 zuz vessel, then the person should give the smaller one to one of them and give 100 zuz from the 1,000 zuz vessel to the other one, and the rest of the money should wait until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Amr Rabbi Yosi, im kein ma hifsid haramai, ela kol yehi munuch at sheyove Eliyahu. Rabbi Yosi says, if so, what would a swindler lose out by making a false claim? Rather, everything has to be left until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. And the Mefarshim say now that we should be adding a text here from a Gemara in Yevamos. So that's what we're doing for the next few lines. The Gemara says, Amma Rabbi Asi Masnisin Rabbi Akiva Deloik Rabbi Taufen, that the Mishnah in Yevamos teaches if a person stole from one of five people and he doesn't know from whom, according to Rabbi Taufen, he can just put down the item between them and then he can leave. But according to Rabbi Akiva, in order to escape from the sin, he has to repay each of them. So the Gemara is telling us now that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, Deloik Rabbi Taufen, but unlike the opinion of Rabbi Taufen, Ketanin and Taman, as we learn in the Mishnah, and it's the Mishnah before that we just had, Amal Shnayim Gazalti of Echa Mikem, Avishal Echa Mikem, Ifkid Etzli, Mana, Veinio De Eze Mikem, who Noisin Leze Mana, Ulaze Mana, Shahide Mepi Atzma. If a person said to two, I stole from one of you, or one of your fathers deposited 100 zuz with me, but I don't know from whom, he has to pay both of them because he admitted it himself. Now comes along the Gemara to answer the question. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan divrei akolhi oimet se yedei shomayim. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that all agreed, means both Rabbi Taufen and Rabbi Kiva agree that in our Mishnah, which we just had, in order to fully fulfill one's obligation, he has to pay both of them. Now according to some Mefarshim here, the Gemara is coming to answer a different answer to a different question here, where Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Kan v'oirim, kan b'shoitkin. Now the case of the Mishnah seems to be unlike Rabbi Akiva, because it refers to a person who admitted and is trying to fulfill his obligation even to heaven by paying both of them. However, Rabbi Akiva holds that he's actually obligated to pay both of them. It's not just an extra thing to fulfill his obligation to heaven. Rabbi answers that the Mishnah in Yevamos refers to when they both claim with certainty that he stole from them. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva rules that he has to pay both. However, in our Mishnah, we're talking here when they were quiet, as they themselves are unsure if he stole from them. In such a case, Rabbi Akiva agrees that he's not obligated to pay both of them unless he wishes to fulfill his obligation to heaven as well. Now, another answer to that question is, Rabbi Yassa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kam b'sheyesh edim, kam b'sheyein edim. Here in Yevamos, there were witnesses who are not present, who saw the theft, so Rabbi Akiva holds that the money has to be paid to each to ensure that the victim was paid. But in our Mishnah over here, there were no witnesses, so Rabbi Akiva agrees he's not legally obligated to pay both of them. And now, third answer to that question is Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, kan b'nishpa, kan b'shaloi nishpa. Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rav, says, here in Yevamos, he'd made a shavua that he had not stolen at all, and he later admitted to it, and therefore Rabbi Akiva holds he has to return it in the most thorough way by giving to both. But over here in our Mishnah, he didn't make a shavua, so he's not legally obligated to pay both of them. Now we go back to give a second answer to our original question, which was that our Mishnah seems to not fit in to Rabbi Taufen, but only to Rabbi Akiva over there in Yevamos. And we answer over here, Taman Amrin b'shem Rav, Sham b'nishpa, Kan b'shaloi nishpa. In Bavel, they answer in the name of Rav. There, in our Mishnah, means he first made a shvur that he had not stolen from any of them. He later admitted, so Bitalfan agrees he has to pay both of them. But over there, in Yevamos, he did not first make a shvur, so Bitalfan rules he may put down the item and leave. And the Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, he's questioning Rav, if he made a shvua, he should have been silent rather than admit. And if he admitted, it indicates he wishes to even fulfill his obligation to heaven, and therefore he must even give both of them. Rabbi Yirmiyah sava meima hayol lishtoik v'lo lehoidos. Rabbi Yasa sava meima hayol lishtoik v'lo lishava. The different understandings here of these Amoraim are that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds he should have been silent rather than admit, whereas Rabbi Yasa holds he should have been silent rather than make a shavua. And here Rabbi Yochanan comes to disagree with the earlier points about the difference between making a shvua and not making a shvua. Rabbi Yochanan omar, im b'shenishba hayol lasay shliach beistin. Even if he made a shvua, he has no more of an obligation than if he hadn't, because he could fulfill his obligation by paying the money to a shliach, which is a representative of beistin, rather than paying both of them. Rabbi Yochanan sava meima shliach beistin she'asa goizel. And this is because Rabbi Yochanan holds that even a thief is able to appoint a shliach for beis din, not only the victim of the theft. Tanai choren tani shliach beis din she'asa nigzal v'lo shliach beis din she'asa goyzer. Whereas other tanaim teach the shliach has to be appointed by the victim, but not by the thief. Now we ask another question here. Amar Rabbi La, he's asking a question against the Rabbi Yirmiyah that we had earlier. Amar Rabbi La, oif ana tanina va'amal hi gezele hi be'ila hi milva. Now, we also teach in Yevamos in a brice over there brought, which happens to be in the Bavli in Daf Kuf Yud Chesma Beiser in Yevamos, the quantity of Shimon ben Elazar as opposed to the Tanakama, the machlokes between Rabbi Talfon and Rabbi Akiva that we had earlier only exists when the person made an Issa, he did an Avera. Otherwise, he doesn't need to pay both of them. And this is clear from that which the Mishnah used a case of theft rather than case of where he married or if he borrowed money. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, if he made a false shvua, why would the Mishnah specifically mention a case of theft if in any of the cases that we could have mentioned that would involve an Issa of saying a false shvua, even if it was a case of marriage or a case of a loan? And the Gemara gives an answer: Hakol moedim bepikadoin demasnisem ada amal eshnayim gazalti echad mikem mana ve'ini yodei ezehu avish or echad mikem hifked etzli mana ve'ini yodei ezehu who noisin laze mana or laze mana shahoidim epi atzmoi. I mean, all agree there. Means both Shimon Loza and the Tanakama agree that even in the case of a deposit, the recipient should have been careful to be aware of how much money any given person had given him. And this is clear from the fact that the Mishnah mentioned the case of theft and deposits together.